people is not a debate. It's not. It's a zinger contest. It's who can come up with the 1 30-second soundbite that's going to make everybody go, ooh, ah, ooh. Oh, that's all it is. There's no substantive discussions last night. There were no actual issues discussed. There were no, it was just political talking points. That's all it was. And, you know, how are we going to take this away from somebody and how are we going to take that away from somebody? That's a good lightning storm there. So all of these things are problematic.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever you do. A lot of things happening in the world today. Most of them are far beyond our control, you might say. So perhaps it's time we took a pause and thought about life and thought about the laws of gravity, veterans, storms, politics, and or the news. Don't touch that dial. Just try to hear me out for a little while. Well, I had a show all prepped last night. I even tried to record it, but storms. And then I found out that someone I never actually met, a fellow submarine veteran, lost his life when the storms overwhelmed him. Something is terribly wrong, and frankly, it's starting to scare me. What else is new? Am I right? Here's how you get a hold of me. The text machine is area code 209-565-DAVE. That's 209-565-3283. The email, Dave at thedavebowmanshow.com. And, of course, we're on the web. Choose your preferred non-denominational web search browser to take you to plausiblylive.com or thedavebowmanshow.com. It's the same website. Or just search for The Dave Bowman Show on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and, of course, SoundCloud. Ego Baberi Capulus at Olive Verve. I drink coffee so that others might live. Yeah, I really wasn't kidding. I had a show all prep last night, and I have an event today at 12 that I'm supposed to go to. It's a very happy event. It's a very exciting event. And it's an event that honors someone who has earned it. And I need to be there for this. I need to support this person and what's going on. It's all part of submarine veterans, and I am the incoming, likely. I haven't won anything yet, but I am standing. I'm the only candidate for commander next year, so I should go to this, and I need to go to this. So I was thinking to myself, well, it's 12 o'clock. This show does take a significant amount of post-production to do, and so I was concerned about whether or not I would have time to get everything done, get everything, you know, squared away, and then I thought, well, if I pre-record it, plausibly live, get it, then I can make sure everything is ready to go at 10 o'clock and just hit publish and I'm done. And then I don't have any problem making it downtown by 10 o'clock. And so that was kind of my plan. And then as you saw there, we had quite the storm roll through. We had a big old thunder boomer come through and the pictures from all over Puget Sound last night. And even my daughter got a really good picture of one that hit near here. And, the thing about it is that Ben is, he's not on the spectrum, I don't think, but he does not like thunder. He does not like loud noises unless he's making them, then he's fine with it, but he does not like thunder. And as soon as the first one rolled through, and the one you saw there in the little video was probably the fourth or fifth one. It wasn't really the first one, nor was it the first time he banged in here because he was a little nervous, but that was the one that scared him. And he came running in here yelling, "Dad," and he was just bouncing up and down and he was terrified. And at that point, even though you're 20 minutes into a 28 minute show and you're reaching the climax of the show, you're making the point that you want to make, which had nothing to do with the debates last night. It really didn't. It had to do with veterans issues and why the three candidates who are veterans don't seem to be doing well in the polls. And I have a theory about that. At that point, you just got to go, you know what? There are more important things. And for me, Ben is one of those important things. Ben is, there isn't a whole lot I wouldn't suspend to deal with Ben's issues. And this was one of those cases where I needed to. And so we shut everything down because he's convinced that, you know, in a lightning storm, you have to shut all the electronics off or make sure they're disconnected. So I had to shut off the computer, I had to shut off our televisions, everything. And then we went in the bedroom and we just kind of snuggled there on the bed and waited for the storm to pass. And it took a while, but it did finally go. And by then it was too late really to come back in here and fire everything up and try again. So I just said, yeah, you know what? We'll do it tomorrow. And then as I was kind of perusing some things, I came across some news that, I got to be honest with you. It as hard as the DUI accident was on me last week, this has been even harder. A guy I never met. I know a lot about him, but I've never met him because I was told I was specifically forbidden to meet him. I did a lot of business with him. I did about $330,000 worth of business with him 2 years ago, if you get my drift. But I was not allowed by my agent to meet him because apparently that's a bad thing. So at any rate, I found out last night that the storms in his life, I guess, overwhelmed him. And he took his life back on July 31st. And I got to be honest with you, that has me, I'm not sure what the word for it is, shaken up, I guess, is one way to look at it. I did not sleep well last night. I slept about 20 minutes, I think, because I'm flabbergasted by this. I'm confused, I guess. This guy, and I'm not going to tell you his name or anything like that, because technically, I guess I'm not even really supposed to know. But, you know, things happen and you find out information via third parties. And, somebody came to the door and knocked and wanted to know what was going on. And I was like, dude, he hasn't lived here in 2 years. But anyway, the point being that how does that happen? This guy, we had a lot in common. You need to understand this. We're both Navy. We're both first-class petty officers. We're both submariners. And we both have families. I mean, he had a beautiful young boy. Probably, he was three then, so he's probably five, six now, somewhere in there. And his social media is full of his joy with his boy. It's much like mine. I mean, if you follow my personal social media, you know that most of it is Ben-centric. Most of it is celebratory of the fact that I'm very happy about those things. And yet here was this guy who had all of that and whatever happened. And I don't know. That's the part, I guess for me, the struggle in all this veteran suicide thing is I don't know what's going on. I keep looking at it and going, there's something happening here. And what it is ain't exactly clear. I mean, it's just not. We're running into this thing now where, you know, I don't know how to answer it. I really don't. And it's becoming very, very concerning to me. It's one thing when we talk about the active duty deaths, and we do talk about that, military suicides, highest rate since 9/11. And prior to that, we didn't even keep those records. I know of two that happened while I was in. And in both cases, I would say it was not a surprise. I would say, and I don't mean that in a negative way, I would say to you that those two suicides that happened while I was in the military, active duty people, were, I don't want to say they were unexpected because, you know, you don't really think anybody's going to do that, but they weren't, there wasn't something where you scratch your head and said, what the heck happened here? If you get my meaning, they weren't that. And yet now we're finding that active duty folks are committing suicide. And we're finding veteran suicide, more than 6,000 veteran suicides from 2008 to 2016. That's less than the 22 per day, depending on how you manipulate those numbers. The VA doesn't like that 22 a day figure because it's kind of misleading in a way, but it's also distracting, I think, from the issues that are involved here. 2015 to 16, veteran rates suicide decreased from 30.5 to 30.1 per 100,000. So what is that? Four people. I'm not sure that's really a decrease. And at 16, the suicide rate 1.5 times greater for veterans than non-veterans. And in 2016, 69.4 were from firearms and so forth and so on. The one that intrigued me was this one. Suicide rates for veterans aged 35 to 54, 54 to 55 to 74, and 75 and older did not increase the last year they have records for. But the records for veterans younger increased substantially. And what I would say to you is that this guy that I'm talking about was right on the edge of that, those two groups. And so it's kind of a, you know, kind of a statistical anomaly. I don't know. We can talk about all these statistics and we can talk about all these things where we're talking about numbers that mean things, lower increase in suicide rates among veterans in VHA care versus not. That's one of those sentences that you read and your brain goes, well, I understand the words, but what the hell are they actually saying? It's like many of the conditions that are involved here, mental health challenges, substance abuse, chronic medical conditions, and chronic pain are associated with an increased risk for suicide. So these are all things that factor into all this. And there are all kinds of considerations here. And there's all kinds of things that people look at and go, well, you know, what's affecting this and why is it affecting this? And the answers aren't as clear as we think they are they? These storms that come along are problematic. And that's the part that's bothering me. I look at this particular one and I get it, 22 a day or 17.8 a day, whichever number you want to go with. The fact that it's more than one is the fact that it's more than zero is the problem. And at the end of the day, I don't know. I don't know what's causing this. I don't know why somebody would choose to do that. Again, we've talked about this before. I think one of the more interesting conversations we ever had on the air on the show was the day we were talking about this and Kai, my then producer, we got into that. And it was an interesting comparison of mindsets because he was someone who had thought about it. And for me, it's never even crossed my mind. I've never looked at it and said, things are so bad that, you know, I need to take this route out. I mean, folks, don't think that I'm, you know, living some nirvana life. I'm not. I've been through a divorce, a very, let's just call it fucked up divorce. I've been through a couple of relationship breakups that were, they were hard. One of them resulted in my continued abuse of alcohol for some time. I wasn't an alcoholic, but I was clearly self-medicating. And I looking back at it, I wonder why nobody else seemed to pick up on that. I mean, this was not normal Dave. So, you know, now I'm looking around going, what am I missing when people are going through things and I'm not catching, kind of thing? You know, we've all had financial difficulties. We've all had issues. We've all had stress. We've all had all of these things. You know, 6 months after my son was born, my wife had a brain tumor. It's the most scared I've ever been in my life. And I've been on a submarine on fire underwater. We all have these things, but for me, it's never crossed my mind. And so I struggle with this idea that this is the solution, that I just can't take it anymore. There's nothing else I can do. Scares me because what is driving that? It's a strange question to ask. I know because I've had this conversation with myself pretty much all night. So you're basically getting the deliberations of my mind for the last 12 hours. And I apologize for the show not being live. I tried to do it live, but something was messed up in the system and it wasn't recording the audio and wasn't broadcasting the audio. So I'm doing it plausibly live, even though it's live. Point being that these deliberations of my own mind for the last 12 hours or so have been scary because I don't know why this is happening. Why does somebody who, for all practical purposes, comparatively speaking, and again, I don't know all the details. I don't know, you know, what was going on in his life, but on the surface of it, as the water flows, we were pretty much the same, right? I mean, we shared service, we shared the branch of service, and we shared the submarines, we shared, you know, the rank, Hell, we even shared an address. But something changed, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what caused that. And that scares me, because what if it's, how do I say this? What if it's something else? What if it's not just, what if there is something that's causing this? And what is that something? And then, of course, I read that thing this morning, with the VA thing. And I go back to this. Let me highlight it right here. Chronic medical conditions and chronic pain are associated with an increased risk for suicide. Well, hello. Not to put too fine a point on it, but I said this the other day. That's my number one complaint in life. I wish I could have just a pain-free day. I wish I could get up in the morning and not hurt. I had to get up. I ended up getting up a half hour early this morning. I had to get in the shower because hot water really helps. I mean, it's surprising how much it helps. And I was at a point where if I didn't get some relief from that pain, somehow or another, it was going to be a really bad day. And I live on ibuprofen. What if this chronic pain gets to the point where somehow something, there's a fuse or something, a synapse somewhere in my head that says, that's it, can't take anymore. And that scares the shit out of me. It really does. Because it's not who I am. I have never actually considered this. I have never in my life seriously said, yeah, it's the only solution. In cases where other people have considered it or done it, I've taken the approach of living well is the best revenge. I mean, if you want to get back at somebody, live better than they do. That's always been my approach. Hell, I said that to some people once upon a time. You're going to regret this because I'm going to be far more than you think I'm going to be. And I was. And that's sometimes my motivation. But now I'm looking at it going, is there a point you get to where it's just too much? Is there a point that everybody reaches at some point that says, hitherto shalt thou come and no further? What is it that's causing this? What is it that's driving this? What is it that's causing veterans to say, yeah, this hurts and I can't take it anymore? Now, I grant you, as I'm getting older, according to this report, it's less likely. But that doesn't mean what it says. I mean, it says suicide rates for veterans 55 to 74 and older did not increase. But that doesn't mean they're non-existent, nor does it tell me what those rates are. And I got to be honest, it's scaring the crap out of me today. It really is. It kept me awake all night. It's keeping me awake now. It's creating a lot of, concern. I mean, most of you who have been with me for the better part of 15 years of this show, you know what Ben and Cammie and the girls are to me. And you know that my biggest fear in life is that, I had been so late in life. I was 45 when he was born, I guess, or 46 when he was born, maybe even 47. I don't know. I'm going to be 65 when he graduates from high school. And that kind of bothers me, because what if I'm not here? What if at the time in his life when he most needs a father, I'm not here for natural reasons? I mean, for God's sakes, I'm diabetic. I've got high blood pressure, but I don't have cholesterol issues. I have a heart thing, branch bundle blockage. But nobody can explain to me what the hell that actually means or what it does. I got a lot of medical issues that are legit medical issues that are, interfering with my quality of life. And I get that. But the fact that there's a natural process that might take me away, I can't live my life that way. I just can't. I have to live my life as a challenge for each day, as an excitement for each day, as a no fear. And I had a friend of mine once upon a time that that's how he lived his life. He passed away some years ago, but every challenge in the world. I mean, he was born somewhat disabled. He was short. He was, I hate the phrase, but he was kind of a runt. And, you know, but his whole approach to life was go balls out or go home. And that's how he lived his life. And I was always impressed by that. And that's kind of the attitude I have to take sometimes is, look, yeah, I know it hurts, but there are things we need to do that we need to do because we have to live our lives like we're not afraid of everything just stopping. And I worry that there's something, and I don't know what it is, but I'm worried to death that there is something in that that causes us veterans, because either our experience, because of our past, because of whatever, there's something that's making us get to that point where something happens. Mental health, substance abuse, substance use, it's not even abuse, chronic pain, chronic medical conditions, all increase. There you go. It's scaring me. It really is, because I don't know what it is. I look at things like the VA, and I'm having my own battles with the VA. I mean, I don't mean to bitch about the VA here. That's not what I was trying to do, but I've been on this VA system now for since May. Do you know I've not gotten a single referral approved? Not one. Okay. I'm still waiting to hear from the ear, nose, and throat guy about my earwax. Still waiting to hear from the endocrinologist about we need to do certain ways of measuring your thing. And then I read stories like this guy, Vietnam vet bitten 100 times by ants days before his death. And you think to yourself, how the hell does that happen? What in God's name is going on here? And then, you know, you watch the debate last night. And again, as I said earlier, that was not a debate. It was not a debate. It was, in fact, little more than people throwing political punches at each other and who gets the best zinger. That's all it was. No substantive issues. And I watched it kind of. I mean, I wasn't glued to it because, you know, there was a ball game on, but it was on the other screen just in case. I didn't hear anybody talk about veterans issues. Did you? I mean, in any substantive way, I didn't hear it. Scaring me, folks. Something is going on and I don't know what it is. And in the back of my brain now is this idea that perfectly normal, perfectly happy, seemingly normal veterans are hitting something. Something is causing something to trip, something to flip, something to change. And somehow or another, we see that we begin to think that the only way out is to leave. And I'm terrified by that. I'm terrified by the fact that here was a guy who was, for all practical purposes, a lot like me. And we even look a little bit alike. But what happened? And I hate to say it, but I'm almost hoping something went, you know, really wrong. Some reasonable explanation for it rather than just, hey, I quit. And I'm hoping that we can figure this out because it's got me shook up, folks. It really does. It really has me concerned about where do we go from here? What are we doing? Why and how? And what are we going to do about it? Congress isn't going to do anything about it. Presidents aren't going to do anything about it. We are going to have to do something about it. We're the ones that are going to have to lift each other up. We're the ones that are going to have to look each other in the eye and say, are you really okay? I know you're saying you're okay, but you're not seeming okay to me. And I don't want to be nosy. I don't want to push my face into your business, but we need better assurances. We need better information. We need to know, because 22 a day is ridiculous enough. More than one and more than zero a day is tragic. And I don't ever want to be one of those 22. But what if it's something I can't control? What if it's something I have no input into, no over? That's that's bothering me. Because it sure seemed to happen to people that had no reason for it. I don't know. I'm going to get on to my event. We'll get this all caught up a little bit later this afternoon, I'm sure. And we'll be back on Monday for a brand new episode of Plausibly Live, The Dave Bowman Show. Take the time right now. Tell the people that matter in your life you love them very much. You'd miss them if they weren't there. So don't pass up those opportunities you don't want to have that regret. Plausibly Live, I'm Dave Bowman. This is my show, The Dave Bowman Show, right here on the Podcast 99 Internet Radio Network. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Talk. Tell people what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Don't do something stupid. Okay? See you next time, bud.
The Dave Bowman Show is a Slippery Fish Entertainment production for the Podcast 99 Internet Radio Network. For more information or to complain about how the show offended you, the text or voicemail number is 209-565-DAVE. For more information about the show, log on to thedavebowmanshow.com.
I'm going to go do something productive. I'm going to go watch television.